and the boys are coming to you live from the LB Rock Studio in Las Vegas, Nevada. That's right, it's time for The Murphy Show.
At least I'm honest enough to bring my hatred out into the open.
Where would Tina Turner be right now if she'd rolled over and said, "Hit me again, Ike, and put some stank on it"?
I'm going to need for you to retard your anger level a few notches and listen to me. Can you do that?
Oh, yeah. It's retarded. I'm retarded.
You rapper, keep whacking. Does he even try? Can he do what my thing is to say
goodbye? Tits were unbelievable.
Oh, man, I love titties, so.
I'm feeling a bit of a draft in my nether regions. And I must say, it's quite refreshing.
Goodbye, hooker lady.
Just a bit outside.
Hey, kid, get the fuck out of here.
Nice shooting, son. What's your name? Murphy.
So what I'm gonna do is piss and moan like an impotent jerk and then bend over and take it up the tailpipe.
You know, there's a time we take a guy like you out back and beat you with a hose. Now you got your goddamn unions.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night, and you know what that means. It is time for Murphy Radio. No, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Tonight, we've got ourselves all kinds of goodies. Chief is not here. He is AWOL. He is absent without leave. He did not ask permission. What a shocker. We're going to talk about all kinds of goodness tonight. We're going to talk about the Wii pre-orders. We're going to talk about some new stuff we found. We've got news. We've got discussion. And we have a special guest in studio. You'll never guess who it is. You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio. That is awesome. So let's get everybody turned on here. Say howdy, boys.
Hello. Howdy.
So I'm Murphy. This is The Murphy Show.
Yeah, all because of one lousy stinking bet. You of all people should not have been able to hold out on win.
That's right. To you my right suck. Is my co-host.
Oh.
Go ahead. What's your name there, son?
This is a sad day.
This is.
What's your name there, buddy?
My ego is really just...
All right, well, you and your ego still out over there. Who we got across from me, of course, is my main man, my favorite Negro, my brother, man, Decaf.
What's up, man?
And in studio for the first time in what feels like weeks, a different kind of monkey. Go ahead and spout up there, my friend.
Hello, ladies.
That's right. Gorilla is live and in the hizzy. So let's try it again. To my right is my co-host.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
Do I need to send you to the green room?
Well, fuck you.
Do you need a timeout? Do you need a timeout?
Trencher.
Who's your that's bitch? Right. That's right. Trencher, my bitch, is here. Oh, goodness. So it has been an
One
interesting
fucking
week.
Bet.
Everybody, I would like to welcome you to Spank Wagon Radio. As always, you can find us at spankwagon.net. And if you're listening, well, that means you found us. Don't forget, guys, when you do go to spankwagon.net, you can go and click on the cam and chat link. And you can see what we're doing here in studio, and you can talk with us there. For those of you that are a little more technically adept, or as I like to call, leet, you can go to irc.slashnet.org. Name of the room is LV Rocks. That's pound LV Rocks. And you can join us and you can chat with us there. We've already got a couple of people in there, and it's good to see some of our friends, including my new favorite person in the world, Toodle Nuggets, just because I love that freaking name.
That name's tight.
Toodle Nuggets.
So, wow, look at that. Trench can't even, he can't even look at the mic. His head is down.
He's in shame.
He's shamed.
He's trying to make
he
sure.
He's shamed.
He's trying to make sure shit don't get canceled this week.
Yeah, what I'm doing over here right now is a mountain of PR. You know, I'm sort of like getting the broom out to clean this shit fest that this is going to turn into.
Oh, you know it's going to degenerate, and it's just going to be fun.
I am not looking forward to this.
What else we got going on? So, guys, how were your weeks? How was your week?
Oh, it was pretty good. It was all right.
Yeah?
All right.
Anything interesting happen for you?
Nope.
So nothing's exciting going on
wow.
in the library.
Oh, something exciting
no
did happen.
No fishy sprinkles or...
The monkey is back. That's enough excitement for 25 people.
That is exciting. Also, something else is exciting, and me and Decaf started talking about it last week. Those of you guys, we have said it in the past, James L., our own Decaf, is an author.
Yes.
His book is out there. You can purchase it, and we're going to be putting a link for that up on the webpage.
Is that the one that says how to make a monkey talk?
Jesus, I thought I was bad. So, guys, later on this week, you are going to be able to purchase Thank Decaf's you. Book. Please do, because, well, he's poor and the welfare is running out.
Oh. Absolutely Shameless. That's the name of the book.
Absolutely Shameless. So go and pick that up, guys.
Do I get a free copy?
If you pick it up within the next 2 hours, you get a free nude picture of Jessica Alba.
Is Jessica Alba any relation to Jessica Alba?
Dude, you're fucking up the routine.
Oh, Alba. Yeah, well, you know.
Gorilla, how you doing, buddy?
Good. Retired.
You retired. We haven't seen you in a while, man.
It's a good day.
I know, man. Where's my sheets?
I forgot them.
Why don't you tell the people where you've been, bro? Sheets.
They know where I've been if they've been listening.
Yeah. Look, we got new listeners. Oh, Jesus. We got new listeners all the time, dude.
No, I've been up in Spokane, Washington, getting ready to start my own company.
Spokane.
He also has been out in Albuquerque there for a while, and we have a fun story to tell about that later, I guess.
Shut up.
How to break a Ford in less than 40 feet.
Spokane is the capital of Washington.
Ladies and gentlemen, he can't be taught. And to my right, Mr. Trencher, how was your week, bro?
I'd actually have to say overall my week was normal. Nothing exciting happening at all.
I don't know. When you came into the studio, you had, you know, some little stains in the front area.
Yeah, he shit himself.
Obviously, you got excited about something. I'm a mess, that's for sure. But no, other than that, it's a pretty dull week. At least, you know, I didn't have the revelation of, hey, fuck, I'm back in Vegas. There's a Mexican towing a wooden pallet behind a shitty bike. Yeah. What do you do for entertainment up in Spokane? Watch trees grow.
That's about it.
Hey, look, it's raining. Wow.
He's active in the religious community. Whenever a new minority family moves into town, they burn a cross in their front yard.
No, actually, on the other side of the acreage, there's...
The acreage?
Yes, he lives on a farm.
You live on a compound. It's not a fucking farm. David Koresh is his neighbor. Actually, David Koresh's ashes are your neighbor.
They prefer to think of themselves as a militia, I think.
He's too stupid. He wanted to ride the 7th seal, instead he got the 7th Ziploc.
That's why he left so fast. He got 25 people burned up in the house right now. This motherfucker sitting in the studio. They're all praising him. Where's the monkey?
Yeah,
Where's the monkey?
And he's sitting there going,
it's great being back.
He's like, I got to get a vehicle so I can head back home. Bullshit, you got to get an alibi. Aren't you lucky you know a black guy now, huh?
Oh, Jesus.
Speechless.
They can go somewhere and one of them can match a description, the other one will get away with it. Oh, yeah. So you had a perfectly normal weekend.
I had a perfectly normal weekend for me. Shut the fuck up, Gorilla.
I had a great week. Tuesday night, I went to the MC Chris concert here in town. Fantastic. Absolutely hilarious. For those of you that don't know who MC Chris is, he's done a lot of things. You can go to his website, mcchris.com, and you can download Fet's Vet, which is a great song. You can listen to that. He's in your town soon.
Can you spell that one for us? Fet's Vet?
Fet's Vet. FETT'SVETTE. Fet's Vet. You know what? It's on there. Why don't you kick it up for me, Trench, since we don't have anything running in the background there.
Yeah, nice.
No, that's MC Chris for the win.
That's all I got.
If you look at...
That's all I found, dickweed.
Okay, let's have a basic description. Oh, you should have done this. I'm a big fan of this song, too.
Clock, chock full of porn. Like to drink beers and chew with my friends and turn up see because it's for the win.
We're going to go down the yellow brick road then.
Yeah, that's MC Chris for the win, and that's the first track off the new one, the new album, Dungeon Master of Ceremonies. It is nerd rap. It definitely
I guess
is.
I'll put my headphones back on now.
So you can go pound sand there, my friend. You can go pound sand.
Yeah, I'm ready to listen to Robert Streisand. Shit.
You know, I'm seriously, though, it is a great guy. He's got a good couple of CDs there.
I finally found someone.
You going to jump on me and give me shit there?
No.
That's right. We definitely cool. Oh, look at that. Yeah, I sure did. This is... Which one's this one?
I don't know. I'm hitting buttons.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, he does have my laptop tonight, so.
Imagine that, the assistant who pushed the buttons.
Why are you listening to a dude who wants to be Eazy-E?
You know? Hold
on. This fucker wants to be Eazy-E.
Hold on.
Do you have any Eazy on here? No, you don't. I forgot. You're a scared white guy. You see, look at this, folks. He already gave up his chair.
Yes, he did. The host never
Less
leaves the
than
show.
7 minutes.
Never leaves the chair.
7 minutes, and you felt like you were in control.
No, because you said that, and there's a song on there I wanted to play, but I got the spinning wheel of death. What did you do to my laptop?
Wait a minute. What happened to the whole Bluetooth? I could do this with my little phone.
Well, yeah, I can't see the screen.
See? Mr. Technology.
Yeah, Mr. Technology versus the incredible bulk here next to me. Can't see past him.
All right, so... Yeah, he sounds like Eazy-E. Doesn't it? I mean, just imagine Eazy-E with a clip testicle.
There's a song that you should find called White Kids Love Hip Hop.
White Kids Love Hip Hop?
White Kids Love Hip Hop.
We'll find
that one later. So yeah, that was Tuesday. And then on a serious note, we got some bad news about a friend of ours. Excuse me, good buddy of ours. And I know, or if he isn't...
You know, your computer's really shitty. Mine doesn't even give the beach ball of death.
Dude, it never gives me the beach ball of death until you touched it.
Must be that virus he loaded up.
Yeah. But, me and Jeff Goldblum, we're taking out some aliens
exactly.
Fucking tonight.
Nice. With a Lombard.
The mothership.
No, but we got some bad news about a friend of ours.
I'll be Jeff Goldblum. You can play Will Smith, all right?
Oh,
wait, I'm sorry. He's white. Gorilla, you can play him.
I make this shit look good.
Ouch.
Hey, it's fun playing Murphy. Murphy. I can be a real dickhead.
Yeah, you sure can. So we had some bad news about a friend of ours, Steve. Steve is a good buddy of ours. Don't want to go into depth, but bad news for him. Not turning out well. Buddy, you know we're thinking about you, and hopefully you are listening to this. And I know sometimes you do listen to the things that I send you, and I'll make sure we send you the podcast on this one. So we're thinking about you, bro, and hopefully you get better soon. So, yeah.
Our prayers and wishes. Yeah. I forgot that part.
Hot to prayers. Well, Tony Danza there. So we have had ourselves.
Dead air. All right. Sweet.
That's
it's
right.
My show now, ladies and gentlemen.
What do you?
Chief is gay. Chief is gay.
That's right.
Chief
it's out
gay.
There. It is out
Chief
there.
Is Chief is gay. Chief is gay. Chief is gay.
Chief isn't even here. He is AWOL.
Yeah. So sad. Too bad for him.
Yeah. He is not just AWOL,
this is
but
weird.
I mean, he is literally AWOL. He did not tell us he was not going to be here. I texted him about. I'd say about 10 minutes before the show start, and he's like, I'm at a wedding. I'm like, oh, thanks for the notice beforehand, dick. So Chief is not here. We did have something planned for that, but maybe we'll get that
next
week.
Well, and what it is, if anybody remembers last week, we questioned his geek. We really did because we found out that he was reading philosophy books and spirituality books and,
his geek-foo was weak.
Yeah, and his geek-foo was really weak, so we decided to put him to a test on if he's here next week. Is he here next week?
Okay, he should be. Ooh.
You all made fun of his webpage, and on his webpage, you've got him sitting there on a rock.
Oh, we don't have him sitting there
on
a rock.
We don't.
We have no
control
over that shit.
What did we do, bring him a fucking rock so he can all look all Zen Buddhist?
Here, no. Mexican, sit on this, and no.
He wants to be Chinese so damn bad his underwear's red.
You could have said he used to cut his hair with a bowl, but
man,
copy that.
You realize I'm making like communist jokes, not fucking like red diarrhea
I know,
jokes. Because I mean, your level of humor is really low.
No,
we're trying to go
I know
intellectual.
You're making communist jokes. Oh, you want to go intellectual? Fine. Communism is failing in China because they have discovered capitalism.
Failing.
China, yes, failing. And China will soon.
Where the fuck did you buy your most recent electronics from?
I'm not allowed to buy electronics anymore. I'm married.
China.
Yeah,
you,
China.
Okay.
China is now realizing that the next step of warfare won't be missiles. It will be economics.
It'll be throwing North Koreans across the border.
Throwing North Koreans across the border. By the way, those of you that did miss it, North Korea did blow something up.
$20 a head.
You go now! You fly! Fly, Gook! Fly!
So instead of throwing nuclear bombs, we're going to be throwing our Mexicans versus our Koreans.
Hey! Nice.
Load them up
brilliant.
With smallpox, and then we got ourselves a little biological
that's
warfare.
Absolutely
it's,
brilliant.
It's so cool, because after 9/11, black guys is on a white guy's side now.
We moved up the chain. You can go to the airport and not get harassed.
It went from boy to guy.
He's a good guy.
Let's go, guy.
So, guys, I did switch on the camera
Evolution.
There so everyone can see. I am sitting in the big boy chair
tonight.
I'm in the big boy chair tonight.
I'm liking this. A little
freedom there for you?
A little freedom. Don't feel as busy. Don't feel like I have to maintain stuff. Yeah. Of course, I'm still looking at the clock.
Yeah, you are.
But
checking our times, and you're checking our numbers, checking everything. Habit. And that's just what you do.
It's water provided by decaf. Hey, this one's yellow.
Is it decaf water?
I hope so.
Did you use your little water stick?
I didn't piss in yours. I pissed in somebody, but it wasn't yours.
I took
Look
a wee.
At the draw. Hold on, guys. This water tastes suspiciously delicious.
I think, is that protein?
Mixed with a little Gatorade I had earlier.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that, the floor cleaner in, it was fucking like our favorite place, China. No, Mexico. Fabuloso floor cleaner, okay? It comes in a bottle that looks exactly like Gatorade. And it comes in multiple colors.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Shit. So it's like, if you buy this shit and put it in your house and your kid drinks Fabuloso, they're going to get Fabuladedso.
Is that kind of like one of Fanta?
Don't you want that Fanta? Don't you want? I want to hit those bitches in the face with a brick,
and then fuck them.
Well, duh.
Okay, just gotta
right
make sure you
butt.
Got your. You got a Fanta. You got a.
You were taking over the position well.
He is.
You know, I'm actually making these guys laugh. I don't normally do that. Chair.
You're usually the straight guy.
So, well, you got to run the show. You know, that means you're
right to the ground.
You're responsible for the timing. You're responsible for making sure the syndicates are happy. You're responsible for the stream.
And the dead air.
Of course, if something breaks, who's going to get yelled at? Dredge!
Exactly.
What do I do?
Exactly. No, we do love the. We do
My
love
nipples
our,
hurt!
That's just a given. Guys, we do love our syndicates.
If we could remember who they are, right?
But
no,
something. No. Something interesting happened today. I tried to go to Fox's website.
Yeah, they forgot to pay the bill. Actually, I talked to Stitch
Jesus.
And Midnight, the other dude, forgot to pay the fucking bill.
Oh, Christ.
Their bill was $60. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's do a telethon. Call 1-800-EAT-SHIT if you want to donate money to the Get Them Fucking Back on the Air with their Frames website.
Frames are ass. But if you do want to pick up that phone and make a call, phone lines are open, guys. We're opening them up
challenge?
Early tonight. You can get...
Damn!
Good. Oh, dude! What have you been eating?
Can
Dog
I get
food
some?
And ass?
Your wife.
Which one?
Well, that would explain
He's
the
Mormon.
The ass. No, you guys, you can get a hold of us tonight. Give us the number, Trench.
I can't handle being given orders. No, all right. The number, toll free, 1-866-LV-ROCKS. For those of you illiterate motherfuckers, that's 1-866-587-6257.
Oh, my God.
And the number 7, do not fall between 1 and 3.
It's that between 3 and 4.
It doesn't? God, this mic is loose.
Is that a challenge?
Oh, no. I had a little snot going there. So, yeah. After the show last week, we actually went out and put those away. No one's supposed to know those are there. We went out and myself, Trench, and Decaf went and had a little chow afterwards. It was great. We took the black guy to an Irish bar.
Murphy.
Okay, but who said, okay, everybody's like, where should we go? IHOP? No. Should we go back to Hooters? No. Let's go to that. Let's go to Mulligan's or whatever it is.
Hennessy's.
Yeah, same dev. And Murphy's like, what? What's that? Downtown?
That's
really?
Bullshit. I know where Hennessy's is. I've been there 1,000 times.
Uh-huh. What did Decaf back me up on this one?
He didn't know what the fuck.
He didn't know what the fuck.
You
we
fu-
was.
Go.
Wait a minute. You didn't know where Hennessy's is.
Oh, hang on. Just a second.
And also.
Am I getting cut again?
And
nope.
And also, Murphy was dancing with a bunch of old white ladies.
He was. Wait a minute. You were.
Which one's the phone line again?
Ooh, hello.
That was...
Whoa.
Is that the phone line?
That's the phone line, but the phone line's fucked. You got to reset the phone line.
Where's this switch?
Here goes the
show. No. There's
fucking rookie.
Jesus. Christ. Excuse me while I do something worth value.
So if you get...
Well, you didn't show me how to do this part. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Pull the button down, and there goes the zipper. You're doing a great job.
Thanks. Don't embarrass the rookie too much. I don't want him to get his own personal plane there.
All right. Hang on a sec.
We have.
All right. So I pick it up here, right?
Well, you see, what I usually do is this.
Oh, that's right. There's that.
Fuck. How old are you, and you don't know how to use a phone? Jesus.
Here, a ring. And then hit it.
My four-year-old knows how to use a phone.
Okay. Bring the line up. Hang on a sec.
Here we go.
Yeah. We gotta wait for her to answer the phone.
Yeah, usually you do this off air, and then once
no,
answers,
no, I'm
it.
Proven, I'm proven a point here. You know what? She
Chief is gay. Chief is gay.
Yeah, she's out. No, I've taken the kids there a couple
Who's
times
out?
For breakfast.
You wait, you taking the kids to a bar?
They serve breakfast.
What kind of sad existence do you have? Man, I'm hungry, but I need to get drunk, and I got the kids with me. Showbiz Pizza.
Yeah.
McDonald's.
Hell no.
Fucking bar!
That's right. Fina works the pedals and Roger steers. It works out well. Kids drive me home. I sit in the back seat and try not to throw up in my hat.
Hey, look at the time.
Hey, look at that. It's time for our first break. Trench, do you have some music for us?
Nope. I decided not to set up. I wanted to do it like you do it and keep the keep it authentic.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I got some points.
Half-ass prepared.
I always have a list there.
I've got a song! Hang on.
The monkey.
Let me give you
something.
Some dead air.
What you got,
Mark? Yeah, here it comes.
All right. Tell them what we're
going to
do.
We're going to break, guys. So listen in. Spankwagon Radio. We'll be back. Yeah.
take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You're only waiting for this moment to arrive. Blackbird singing and dead of mine. Take these blinded eyes and learn to see. Moment to run. Session over.
Wow, that was
alrighty.
Woohoo!
Hey, wait, I can't say that. At least give us a music bed, please.
Oh, okay. Cool, thank you. Yeah. Alright, guys, so welcome back to Spankwagon Radio. We've had some little break there.
Murphy
talked about
show.
Some stuff. The Murphy Show. That's
Spankwagon Radio.
That's right.
What happened, man?
Spankwagon Radio with the Murphy Show.
Well, you know, the thing is he's not, his ego won't allow him to admit that this is something else other than him and all him.
Hey. So he's having a hard time pushing buttons while you're sucking his cock?
He is, man. Well, hey.
Wait.
Yeah, you still got a little left further, bro. Yeah. All right, so welcome back, guys.
I'll clean you off. I need to borrow a toothbrush.
Yeah. You are listening to... I'm giving you the point. You might as well fucking do it now.
It's too late. I already did it, baby.
All right, fuck off. Listen to Spankwagon Radio. This is the Murphy Show.
I could have said it.
Yeah, you could have, but I didn't point to you. So, you're listening to Spankwagon Radio.
All right.
Time for a little news and discussion.
So what about those Amish people?
So now you're not going to play the news clips?
Yes, I don't want to talk about the Amish.
I just said it's just time for, and actually I want to do a little discussion before we did the news.
Well, you know.
Look, are you going to second guess me all night? You can feel free to leave at any time.
Oh, that's the thing. If I'm second guessing you, the first thing I'm doing is not leaving.
Yeah, well, you pound sand up your ass. So, a little discussion.
Go on, Murphy.
You know, Trench, being the good little errand boy that he is, did bring us some tidbits for today.
Okay, wait. Time the fuck out on the good little errand boy. What was the one thing I knew you wouldn't have done for tonight?
Bring anything.
Suck his own cock.
Prep work. Thank you.
I always do prep work. I just don't ever print anything out.
Uh-huh. Okay. But you try to recite from memory, today in the news, something happened.
So that's like I did my homework, but I didn't turn it in.
I get my links together.
Shit. Where are they?
They're on my phone.
They're on my thumb drive. It's in the car.
It's in the car. It's in the car.
So anyway, so Trench did bring us some stuff, and this is actually something I saw that I thought was pretty cool, and I thought you guys might want to talk about it. Cursive writing rapidly becoming passé. Now, most of us are involved in areas that a lot of shorthand, a lot of typing
wait
does.
Wait. We can talk about Amish shootings, and you want to bring up hand
writing. Dude, absolutely. Amish shootings like 2 weeks ago.
Three now. and by the way,
what the hell are they doing with a gun?
First off, it's not an Amish that did the shooting, you dipshit.
Who cares?
Anyway, Amishes are against electricity, not fucking rifles. They got to hunt to live, you know? Damn.
Yeah, so.
All right, here's the thing. When handwritten essays were introduced in the SAT exams for the class of 2006, just 15% of the almost 1.5 million students wrote their answers in cursive. The rest, they printed block letters. And those college hopefuls are just at the edge of the first edge of a wave of U.S. students who no longer get much handwriting instruction in the primary grades, frequently only about 10 minutes a day or less. As a result, more and more students struggle to read and write cursive. Many educators shrug, stacked up against teaching technology, foreign languages, and the material on standardized tests, penmanship instruction just seems sort of a relic. Teachers across the region say that. Academics who specialize in writing acquisition argue it's a very important cognitive skill.
Cock.
You don't even know how to spell cock.
That was the best part
K-O-K.
Of the story.
K-O-K.
K-O-K. So,
can you write that in a cursive?
So,
that's just it. I bet he can't.
Cursive. We're lucky he picks up a stick and scribbles in the sand. For
only the only cursive he knows is his name in the snow.
So
I do pretty good too.
Figure that one out, yellow boys.
So think about it, guys. When was the last time you wrote anything actually in cursive?
I've actually been
I can write in cursive. You just can't read it.
Are you left or right handed?
Both. I'm ambidextrous.
Oh, in other words, you can use left hand for the mouse, right hand for your cock.
Right.
Got it.
He doesn't need the whole hand, he just needs two fingers.
Damn it, you know how to do that shit too? Damn. I gotta get my feet involved.
I wrote a
now.
Book on it.
If the monkey can do it, anyone can do it.
So seriously though, when was the last time you wrote anything in cursive?
My signature on my American Express card.
Exactly.
That's about it.
You signed my shit. That's about it. Gorilla, nothing.
What? No.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't know. I actually am working on trying to get back into writing a lot more with cursive.
Why?
Because my hand is starting to cramp now whenever I have to handwrite anything.
Well, I forgot. Well, if you let, that's what the key is.
Well, sometimes I don't get the option of the keyboard, dickweeds.
You know, my daughter is just starting to learn cursive writing, and so she's bringing it in, and I don't have the heart to tell her, sweetie, you'll use this for about 6 years, and then you're done. Trust me, you'll be done. It's just not something that, it's one of those things that just you never use out in the real world.
You know, I
kind of like math.
Fuck. What do you do for a living now? Before
nothing.
You used to be a supervisor. This scares me.
He does nothing.
You were a foreman. You were a construction site foreman, right?
I write books.
No, that's the other gorilla. Oh, Jesus.
In cursive.
In cursive.
I don't know.
He writes books shorthand while sitting on the toilet.
But writing in cursive, I mean, it's kind of an art form if you really think about it.
If I wrote gorilla in cursive, it'd be Cirilla.
Cirilla?
Because the G looks like a fucking ass.
My dad was left-handed, so when he wrote cursive, it was stick figures. If I ever wanted to get myself out of class, all I would have to do is just try to write in my own handwriting in left hand, and I would get out of class.
Oh, is that where you go to the short bus?
Dude, you missed our we had a short bus.
Yeah, we had a short bus.
We have a short bus driver, or a short bus aide here.
The Tard Whisperer. I'm sorry, that was still great.
Still good. All right, so.
Next up.
That was it?
Wait a minute.
Well,
isn't
I mean...
Wait a minute. The Tard Whisperer, isn't that Chief's girl?
She was one of his... Okay.
Okay,
so,
you didn't cut me, thank God.
Yeah. So
so what is this? Is this like... what's that show on...
Tuesday night, subject to discussion here on LV Rocks.
No. The show on ESPN where the guy... You know,
oh, Around the Horn.
Around the Horn. That's, you know, we all get...
I hate that show. I hate that show.
Well, you're doing
so,
that show.
Should,
I hate
we
anything.
See if Murphy can still take a hit?
No.
Oh, he can. He took a great one from
Decaf
last
dude.
Week. The whole layout to this bet was last week. And
yeah, it was last week. I had fired off a couple of racial epitaphs and not even on the air.
No.
Yeah, I know. Me, never, right? And it was brought to my attention that maybe I was saying a few unkind things a little too much. And it was posed to me that I should go the entire night without saying one. And...
I didn't say anything,
you know,
content last week.
Yeah. And if I didn't keep my mouth shut, Decaf and not keep my mouth shut, if I didn't manage to not let one fly, Decaf and Chief would beat the living shit out of me, and I got a preview of it. And holy fuck, that hurt. Oh, Christ on a crutch. And then...
I feel left out.
But
you,
if
you
I
should.
Won, if I could go the entire night, I got to run the show this week.
And we had a contest, but the winner of the contest never emailed me the address so we could send them the prize card.
Maybe we should roll over the prize card then. I think
we'll just hold on to the prize card in the vault because every lame radio station has a prize vault.
Yeah.
Give it the gross.
Let's go to the prize vault. And
Wait. I feel Quaalude Man coming on.
No, dude.
You sure?
Yeah.
Because Quaalude Man's coming back.
Hello.
Oh, Jesus.
You are listening to...
Oh, Christ. I don't know if it's Quaalude Man or
some candles
or a bat. I know, seriously. I think I got some Barry White over there. Maybe a little Marvin Gaye. You want to play Let's Get It On? You want to try that again?
No.
Come on, try it.
And no. I can try and wipe some of the sweat on my armpit.
So, guys, if you do want to chime in, please give us a call. 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257.
Oh, lower. Lower.
Oh, my God. You know what's funny? I don't remember.
Fuck, don't bite!
I don't remember Toodle Nuggets being in the chat room Now, hold on a second. Something just dawned on me. Something just dawned on me here. I don't remember Tootle Nuggets being around when Gorilla was here, and yet Tootle Nuggets seems to know who Gorilla is.
Well, you know, if anybody listens to the podcast or any of the archived audio, God, I love doing that. You'll know who Gorilla is because he's the guy that didn't say shit for weeks on end.
I wonder
he
more.
Would just sit there and go,
I'm drunk. Get me a Vicodin.
In the background. I mean, that's
nice
all
to know
it was.
I've got a great history.
Oh, God. Tootle Nuggets' ears. His ears were bleeding.
It's kind of creepy, though. Huh. Jesus. Dude, seriously? Was this how you had to have phone sex with your wife back in the college days?
I think it was my wife. I don't know. I just called numbers at random.
Hi.
That's how he got married. He got the convent and wound up with a lonely nun.
Come here, sister.
You just got to be a cheap bastard like me and just have a girl's recording of her voice from a porno and fucking put it on one phone and then call the bitch from the other room and have the phone replay.
Does that make you hot? Yes, it does!
Didn't even have two phones. He just had a pair of walkie-talkies from Walmart. Does this make you hot? Over.
This is better than 10 cans on a string.
Oh my God.
Ow.
Ow.
That hurts.
Oh, boy.
Quaalube.
Quaalube.
So, how about Quaalube this news? Man.
Right on.
Oh, my God.
Let's get to the news.
Dude, if I give you back the big chair, will you stop
no,
doing
no,
that?
No, I'll... I don't want the big chair. I'm having too much fun over here.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Yeah, I should start playing with buttons over here and see what all this shit over here does.
Don't do that.
Come on. Let me touch something.
Claude and I did that once in the studio, and the phones quit working. It was really scary.
Hold on. What does this do? Hold on just a sec.
No, wait.
What does that do?
That does nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing. How about... Okay, let's...
Oh.
Let's...
Oh, hey, okay.
Nope, that's that not wrong. What you should
button
be
doing.
What does this do?
Ah!
Holy crap.
Stop that shit.
Come on, wait.
No,
hold on.
Stop. No.
Wait. What about this
no,
one?
No.
What about that? What does that one do? One.
Fuck!
Decaf disappeared.
Oh, I just turned off all the lights.
My teeth are still around.
Oh no. Oh no, here we go. He's going to do it. He's going to this is be great. Okay, wait. Let me get the camera on him.
Where is he?
Let me get the camera that's
Is he smiling?
Dun, 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 dun. Wait, there it is. Whoop. Is that it?
Who's touching me?
There we go. Decaf, smile. Oh, wait. That's the rear one. Where's the one that points over to the side? Look at this. There we go. That
it's,
one.
It's
oh, my God. Look. You really can't see his teeth.
Oh,
holy
no.
Holy crap. You really can't see nothing but a smile. Oh, my God. Dude, I want to do the rest of the show like this in the dark with the mood lighting.
Yeah, okay. All right. I don't know why you want to do mood lighting with a bunch of dudes.
Put the Marvin Gaye on. Put the Marvin Gaye on and do the Quaalude voice.
Let's get it on.
Seriously, I've got that on there.
I'm not
going to
find it.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So,
can you read the news?
This is, I don't want to do news yet. I want to have some fun here. Here we go. Quaalude, man. Come on, bitch. Do what you're told.
Lick the stick.
This is Quaalude Man.
Okay, we're doing impromptu bit. Here we go. I need a caller. We are going to do sex talk with Quaalude Man. Yeah. I need a caller right now. 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257. I want sex talk with Quaalude Man. I want it now. So let's get ourselves a caller here. So, Quaalude Man.
Yes.
So, why don't you tell us a little about yourself?
I'm a Sagittarius. 7 foot tall and 3 foot long.
I could lick you like a lollipop.
No.
All right,
I'm
no.
slipping into Ronald Reagan.
Well, America.
I'm like trying to do Quaalude Man going,
hi.
And then all of a sudden turn out going, hi, lady!
You know what? This is me and I'll get to run the show. Seriously, let's do sex talk with Quaalude Man. You know what? You want to get the whiff on the phone?
No.
Oh, come on.
You need a candle.
Little candle light here.
Yeah,
in the
yeah.
Studio.
Nice lighter there.
Oh, man. So Quaalude Man.
We're getting told. Tootle Nuggets.
Turn on the fucking lights.
Wait, this is a quote. Tootle Nuggets.
Turn on the fucking lights. You should not have men in a studio in a dark room.
So Quaalude Man, why don't you tell us, when you're with a lady, what do you like?
Or a guy, whichever you prefer.
No, man, you didn't do it right. Let me do it. Hey, Quaalude Man, when you're with a lady, what you like?
I'm a eunuch.
No.
You're supposed to be doing a character, Trench.
Now, anybody out there want to have sex with my man, Quaalude Man, call up now because this motherfucker wants to do you dirty, motherfuckers. Yeah.
You need to listen to my pimp.
He had knows. To take the headset off.
Yeah, I did.
The Marvin Gaye was fucking him up. All right. So
my pimp knows his shit.
I think it's funny how he's rubbing
he
his temple at the
He is. Night. He keeps scooting closer to me. It's getting a little scary.
Lights on.
Oh, shit.
So, no. Let's keep it going. I like this Quaalude Man character. Let's explore this character. So, Quaalude Man, when you're with a woman.
I need more water. Anyone?
Water? All right.
I'll be fine.
Well, you want to give Quaalude Man a break? Let's see if.
Give us a call. 1-866 LV Rocks. We want it.
Shut the How the fuck can I do this?
You know what? If you really want to do this.
Here, I'll put my hand on my mouth. You won't see me.
Now you got to close your eyes, too. Where'd he go?
I got to fucking put a blinders on this
check
shit.
Check your wallets.
Don't worry.
I know you broke, so I ain't taking your shit.
All he'll find in my wallet is a Magnum. Oh, yeah. I love this song. Oh yeah.
Okay, if you're gonna do you really want to experiment with Quaalude Man?
How do you experiment with a voice?
Hi.
Oh no. Okay. We gotta kill Marvin Gaye.
We gotta call?
No, we don't. No.
Before his daddy do.
Hold on.
Who is this?
Talk to me.
Goose.
Hello.
They hung up.
Oh. Hang on. Let's try it again.
Okay. So you got to cancel on the phone. Good.
Hit the print button.
Hear the ring. Once you hear the ring, hit the call button.
All right. Now bring the Marvin Gaye up real soft. Here we go.
Who is this?
Yeah, I want you to sex somebody up there, Quaalude Man.
The operator?
Impromptu bits are always great, except when the other person doesn't work.
Hey, it's Jackie. I'm not here. Go ahead and leave a message, and I will.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
To page this person, press 5 now.
I bet you 20
now.
Bucks she thinks it's me.
I just wanted to let you know that I was thinking of you. Oh, yeah.
Trying to hold back feeling for so long. And if you feel like I feel,
go ahead and give me a call back.
Okay, so Quaalude Man, that was unsuccessful.
Called your wife?
Yeah, it was my wife. So, I don't know. I kind of like the mood lighting in here. Should we do like Kate Hesh does? We've got the mood lighting on. Should we all take our tops off? Oh, that's what. Look, Quaalude Man's losing his voice.
I thought the real message was gonna come up. Hi, this is Jackie. Chris has a real small dick.
Nah, she'll never
that's
say that.
What I'm for.
Holy shit. She went Bambi legs again the other night. It was great.
Oh, God. Not this again.
So there is something I wanted to talk about, and this did just happen this week. Today, the Wii went on pre-sale.
Whee!
That's right. The Wii went pre-orders are available today for the Wii.
Wow.
Nintendo system. Yeah, I know. I'm not exactly thrilled about it either.
You know what? No, I am, because I think this is it. Finally, a good game system that's coming out. It's not over-fucking priced like a PS3 is. It's going to have a decent launch of games, unlike the Xbox 360.
Because it freezes like the Xbox 360. Either.
Yeah, let's hope you don't get the three. Was it the three LEDs of Doom or whatever it is?
Yep.
You know, let's hope that this they I have a feeling Nintendo, they've been doing this for how long?
Oh, ever in a day?
You know, they've had marketing goofs, you know, but nothing like Saturn or Sega Saturns and stuff.
Well, the Game Boy Micro is nowhere near selling anywhere what they want it to be.
But the Game Boy Micro is already filling, it's not filling a new market like the DS was or like the Game Boy Advance. Yeah. All the Game Boy Micro is doing is filling the cell phone market, I think.
Well,
because
no,
that's the size it's going for.
Well, but it is, but all it is a Game Boy, and it's, I mean, it's not like it's
and
anything.
It's micro.
And it's micro. It's just a smaller Game Boy. It's all it fucking is. It's not like it is a cell phone or anything.
Exactly.
So.
No, and you're right. It's not as functional like a cell phone or anything like that. You're right.
Now, there are some technical glitches with the Wii already, and this has been going back and forth all week. Nintendo finally came out today and admitted that if there is direct sunlight on the sensor bar for the Wii,
that came out early in the week. Actually, they were doing it at an expo. And between about 2 hours, about 2 hours when the sun was coming right in the lights, because the Wii was like facing a wall and the sun was coming in behind it. Well, the sun blocks out that light bar because all it is infrared LEDs.
Yeah.
That's it. It's a fucking power glove.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
same exact deal.
Same technology. Nothing spectacular about it. Well, at first, you know, people were saying, "Oh, the Wii can't compete with sunlight." Then, you know, some Nintendo PR came out. Oh, well, you know, it still works fine in moderately lit areas. It's not a problem. And then finally today, Nintendo did say, "Yeah, if there's direct sunlight hitting that bar, you're gonna have problems with it." So that does kind of.
So I don't want to stick a Wii in my Escalade.
First, you got to get an Escalade, yo. And let's be realistic here.
Escalade.
Oh, Jesus. Now, something else funny that happened with the Wii is Sony, one of Sony execs came out today and said that he thought the 360 and the Wii were overpriced.
What?
Yeah. Yeah,
a Sony exec said this.
A Sony executive said this.
Okay, was he wearing diapers and spinning out a New Year rattle or something,
too?
Yeah,
no shit. Yeah, but he definitely said that he thought they were overpriced and the technology was two steps behind. I think that's kind of interesting, seeing as how much is the PS3 going to cost? Like
$699? $700? Yeah, I mean, that's...
Tesco arm, small child,
damn.
Wife, grandmother.
But you know what? There's going to be guys out there, they don't own a fucking car. They barely have a fucking house to stay in. They don't have any clothes. They're going
to
have that. And they're going to have that shit. They're going to have.
The monkey gets a Wii.
The monkey gets a Wii.
I want, you know, if it's called the Wii, someone's got to make a peripheral called the Poo.
Wii.
Serious.
The Poo. Go for the lowbrow shit joke?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Did I? Huh?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you went right for it.
All
right. Wow. So, you know, I got to say, I'm not buying any of the new systems at all. I'm poverty stricken, and it's not going to happen.
Well,
but if I was going to buy one, I'd probably buy the Wii just because.
It says Wii?
Wii. No, because the games for it look pretty cool. Plus, you know, the kids will love to play it.
Nintendo.
I would love to get a 360 and play nothing but Dead Rising for the rest of my life, but I mean.
It freezes.
Until it freezes, exactly. What's this? Playability? Yeah, it's telling me to get outside and run.
It's like I play Madden 2007 the other day. I go, hi.
Oh, fuck. Hey, check this out. Toodle Nuggets in the chat room says, I wonder if they make it interactive porn. Imagine the possibilities. Can you imagine that? Because the Wii has the motion sensor remote. You have to jack the Wii off. The Wii feels stressed. The Wii needs loving. Shake, 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 shake.
Feed the Wii.
Feed the Wii.
Feed the Wii, baby.
Get Holy extreme. God. Feed the Wii. Oh, yeah. Shit.
Can't take it out in sunlight.
Yeah, but well,
it's a gremlin. It's a fucking gremlin. You can't get it wet. Don't feed it after midnight. You don't ever let it out in the sun. It's not a fucking game or a game system. It's a fucking gremlin.
Like,
so you got to kill the clip in the background.
Oh.
Hey, mommy, can I take my Wii to my friend's house? Don't bring it in the fucking sunlight.
Sound cards everywhere. Cry out in pain. Because of this. Oh, I'll explain. Murphy knows what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah, we'll play this one till it's dead and done because I love this song.
I got like two live versions and a remix.
Oh my god, there was this guy and he came over and he was like, "Wee!" Oh my god, I remember my mom. She'd be like, "Wee!" That's okay because I don't want to take that. Wee! Oh my god, then there was this guy and he goes, "Hey, I got a knife and a wee!" So I went up to a sub gangster and he was like, "Yo, motherfucker."
I can picture you having sex with
your
wife to this.
Wee, baby. Wee, baby.
He's going for a speed record. How quick can I do it before she wakes up?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
You wanna go wee, but you ain't got drugs yet. You hold on for your life. Hold on
middle, gonads and strike.
I lost my voice.
Quaalude Man's not coming back, huh?
Not tonight.
Oh, Christ. You know what's great? The little icons on the side here. There's a rabbit humping a CD. You see this?
No.
Nice.
No.
Anybody else that helps you that?
No.
Fuck off.
It's radio.
Go ahead in the lightning, in the lightning, in the rain. Whee! Yo, I saw a squirrel cross street and get my cars with a whee!
Yeah, so.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go sniff some pixie sticks now.
Bring me back some Kool-Aid to sniff.
Everybody that's doing all this, why are the lights still off?
Because you know what? It makes it kind of nice in here.
We don't have to look at each other that way.
That's pretty much it. So, hey, I got an idea. Why don't we do a little news? Trent, you want to read us some news?
I'm in the dark. How much do you think I can see?
Do you want to make the monkey read it?
He's even more in the dark.
Yes, let the monkey read.
That's
you think I got
given.
Fucking night vision over here?
As the world grapples with how the axis of evil... Oh, fuck this. I can't read the news. I'm not Chief. I didn't write it. Chief always writes his fucking news. Here, let's first talk about this. The North Koreans, they've got the fucking bomb. However, they fucked it up royally. Instead of making a boom, they made a giant piff.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Reports came out today that the explosive devices that they used to basically make their little nuclear weapon had nowhere near the kiloton power that they were projecting that they had. The very small amount of radiation that the United States has been able to detect with their sniffer planes up above, it's very, very small, but still the fact that North Korea is now a nuclear powerhouse.
Ah, but let's also cover what Captain Obvious, yes, U.S. Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld states. The regime in the North is short of electricity, and that whole country is switched off at 9 p.m. Apart from the capital, where the dictator Kim Jong-il and his cohorts live.
Kim Jong-il.
Kim Jong-il.
Kim Jong-il.
Kim Jong-il.
Come again.
Come again.
Come again.
Thank you all. Come again.
Come again.
Jesus. Do you
want... Nice, you prick.
No, but think about it,
you
though.
Want fry rice?
Think about it, though. Man, they can't even pay their fucking electric bill.
Oh, they have no electricity. They're starving. The
and they make a bomb. Here they make they have nuclear capabilities, which means they can build a fucking reactor.
You can't make a bomb with Raid.
Say what?
You can't use bug spray Raid to make a bomb. Because that's what they use. It don't kill. It doesn't kill the cockroaches. It won't kill people.
We're going to set this thing off. Where? In the mountains. Okay. We're testing it. Why? I'm hungry. Shut up!
Let them keep testing. They only have two left. Shit.
Yeah, really. How many? But, you know, they're only, what, 1,038 behind us now?
Yeah, no shit.
I mean,
yeah.
We've set off so many atmospheric bombs and then so many underground bombs.
Shit.
Yeah, when the hills have eyes.
There's a reason why all of our kids are born deformed in Las Vegas.
I'm not born deformed. Right? Yeah, I'm from Vegas.
Your parents are white.
At least I wasn't banned a VW like Chief was.
Yeah, I mean, gotta love it. While we're making fun of him, yeah. Dude,
on the side of a California freeway.
No, somewhere in Mexico. His Mexican heritage lies with a spare tire.
Broke down on the way to the hospital.
He has a green card. It's right next to his AAA card.
Exactly. You know, the poncho was there just so his mom didn't get chafed, okay? That's about as close as it's going to get.
Oh, conceived of VW.
In a VW minibus. Nothing says romance.
Hi.
Oh, Christ.
I like this VW. I could stick my feet out both sides.
No. Not romantic.
I wonder if it was the regular minibus or if it was the converted one with the bed and the shag carpet in the back.
Then there's even less space. You expect me to sleep on this? But it doubles as the stove.
We put this board on top of it. Now it's a table. You know, when I was growing up, we had one of those camping vans where the ceiling, you push the ceiling up and you had like two hammocks up there.
Jesus.
We had one of those, yeah. Well, we got it when we were in Britain, so it was pretty fun.
Oh, yes. British and their caravans.
Ah, yes.
Gotta love it.
Well, I thought you was Irish.
Oh, well. I was born and raised in Britain,
yeah,
though.
The fucking same.
He wasn't. Well, how old were you when you came over to the States?
Two.
Which time?
The first time.
Six.
Second time?
Six.
Eight. Actually, no, I take that back. We first came here when I was four, but we were only here for 2 months, and then we went right back to the UK.
So where in the United Kingdom were you living?
Ipswich and Felixstowe. They're north of London.
Say it slower for the illiterate.
Ipswich.
Ipswich.
Ipswich, which is Ipswich. South of Norwich and south of Blackpool and Felixstowe.
Kind of like you're saying, you bitch, Ipswich.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, and that's where I was
what
born.
What gender are you? Nah, Ipswich. Ipswich nightly. Ipswich whatever's convenient for him, her, it.
There we go. that's right. You gonna that's behave? You gonna behave? Are you gonna behave? All right, fine. So anyway,
snip.
Oh, you fucker! Oh.
Snip
right in the leg.
Snip dick.
Snip dick. Snip.
Hello, hello. My name's Murphy. I live in Snip Dick. Crikey! No.
See, that was funny. You went a little British, and all of a sudden you went redneck.
Yeah, well, it's kind of all the
you
same.
You gotta say bloody hell instead
what?
Of crikey.
All, it's
oh,
all from
bloody
Iowa.
Hell.
Yeah, bloody hell. Oh, oh, Christ, that was my dad.
Bloody hell.
Oh, bloody hell. The fox has gone out again. Whatever shall we do?
This motherfucker's uncut.
Trent.
See, this is where I wish I had my laptop because I'd start throwing out some of my snatch quotes I've got in one of my music folders.
Yeah, keep throwing out the quotes.
What
everybody.
You need that for? Is the Germans. So, anyway, what's up with the news? What's next? Yo, bitch, get him back on track here.
The professional's taking a drink.
No, I'm not. I'm asking you to get the news done.
Can't fucking see the news because someone's like, leave the lights off. It's funny. Apple.
Apple. Apple.
Apple.
Keep playing with the switch. Keep playing. Keep playing. Oh, yeah. I love it. Oh, that's action. Ah!
This is exciting.
Oh, you son of a bitch. Touch that button again. You're losing a testicle.
What, your mouth?
Shit, that's the way it's got to go, as long as you have one less.
Next to the one I got, isn't it?
You'd be like, I can see it too. Murphy's like, well, I never had a black man, but, well, why don't you go black?
Your vagina never stretches back in the right direction.
And you would know. Yours hasn't.
Oh.
Oh. Well, all right. Yeah, so
I did let her marry you.
You cunt. All right, I did it. Lowest common denominator hit for the show. Apple is planning a home folder on iPods. Apple secured a patent on technology that makes it feasible for the company to offer a portable user account in the future. The fuck? You guys okay?
Yeah,
a little
yeah.
Tourette's going on here? Gorilla, you need anything? Is there anything?
Blink!
How cold did you make it, by the way? I'm just wondering.
Man, I missed the gorilla.
Well, you wanted it cold. I wanted to see your nipples. Hairy motherfucking sausages. All right. User accounts contain all the user documents, data, and other information. Notion of a portable user account, which contains all the user's documents, data, and other information, has been debated for years. Rumors often suggest that Apple has planned to make user accounts portable in this way, potentially using an iPod. What this suggests if the technology...
And the number four horse going around the corner, going around the corner, and the number four horse, and he's swearing!
Damn.
You can
do
that.
That's how much the monkey cares about technology.
The monkey is amazed every time he bumps up against a light switch. Holy shit, it goes up, it goes down, it goes up, it goes down. There's lights!
And he built the motherfucker, too. The
no, you know what he built? He built shit houses. That's all he built.
You built my house while I was growing up, motherfucker?
You know, every...
The plumbing still don't work, motherfucker.
Every window was really initially called an accident. Fuck the hammer. Put some glass there.
Wait. Hang on a second.
Monkey sex gone wild.
You what?
Monkey sex gone
wait,
wild.
Wait. I'm sorry. You guys have to hear this. Tell the story about the guy who dumped the dirt in the wrong place.
I don't remember.
The whole track of houses.
It's not ringing a bell.
Guy who dumped the dirt too close to the fucking foundations, and you guys had to tear down an entire track of housing.
Fucking idiot.
You got to give him a lot more details.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
What about the dirt, man?
The alcohol kind of blinds him and erases his memory.
Go on, Gorilla.
Yeah, that was it. Thanks.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. All right.
Wow, that is thrilling. Can I hear another? Oh, my God, I am so entertained. God damn.
All right. That's enough of the news.
Are you sure? I got one more.
No, let's see what you
isn't break.
This one's actually pretty geek news. This one, if we were doing a normal...
All right, do it.
It's back.
Yes.
All right, so check this out. G4 folds into E. Yes, G4, the channel that everybody was hoping would be sort of like Tech TV, but realized it'd be more of a kind of a mouthwash version of it. Sucks. Got folded into E! Entertainment. Comcast is consolidating its West Coast entertainment networks, bringing the G4 management under the E! Network. E! And Style Chief.
We?
What?
E.
We already talked about the Wii. Jesus Christ.
You're screaming E!
Fuck this. Basically, here's what it cracks down to.
Crack.
Murph, may I?
Yeah, go right ahead.
So what this breaks down to... Thank you. It, damn. Is that G4 is going to be no longer a channel. It's going to get folded into an E! Network. Now, here's a great thing. I want my Tech TV back because they've deleted it. They've gotten rid of it. So now... all remnants of it are gone. That means all something should be open up. Contract. Jesus Christ.
What does that mean for Trek 2.0, though?
I think it needs to go bye-bye.
Trek 2.0
Trek 2.0
cool.
is lame. Fucking
cool.
lame. I don't want to see other nerds chatting online. What about Spock's ears? I think they're 40% polyurethane. No, I don't care.
What are we doing?
Yeah, pretty much. That's what we're talking about.
That's why I said others. Us, okay. But no, I mean, seriously, the network had only one show that was anywhere near worthwhile. That was Xbox or whatever it was, the video game one?
Yeah, the video game one.
And that was it. And those are the only two that were left over from the initial Tech TV. Hell, the one guy is the only guy left over from the initial ZDNet. We need a good network channel that's tech.
Tight. I like ZDNet.
Yeah,
man.
We need that. You know, I've been listening more to like twit.tv, which is podcast by Leo Laporte, the guy who did the screensavers. And I've been watching a lot more of it's DLTV, DL.TV, and Revolutionary 3 or something like that.
Something like that.
Revision 3. That's what it was. I've been having these things online, and they're bookmarked. And what it is basically is IPTV, or Internet Protocol Television. Much better, because you're getting these networks. You know, it's like that TV version of what we're doing here. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe we might want to transcend this and go to IPTV.
Or even put ourselves in the Democracy Now! Player.
Exactly. You know, and that's something I've been looking at, and it's not Democracy Now!, it's just Democracy.
Oh, Democracy.
Yeah, Democracy Now! Is a radio show that's legitimate. Mm. Yeah. So, basically, what we're looking at here is a chance to have another network that's a tech geek network. Mm. Something we're missing, because, I'm sorry, as much as I like Star Trek, and yes, I'm one of those geeks that chats about, you know, what is the composition of Spock's fake ears. Oh, but, you know, oh, fuck you. go write a book or something, bitch.
I want to talk about lightsabers on Star Trek.
He can't even joke geek without, you know, I want to talk about lightsabers. Let us talk about lightsabers. No.
Hey.
Your mic's going to get cut soon.
No, we like him. You're just a guest.
Didn't he sign a waiver. We have to kick him out.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, my first.
We ain't making money. He
I remember my first 15 seconds in here. I was like, hey, here's a fucking waiver. Anything you say in the air can't be used. You can't say it. You can't even tell your own mother what you said on the show, you motherfucker.
No, no. That's I did not do a non-disclosure. How in the fuck could you do a non-disclosure agreement on a radio show? All right, so you're going to go on the air. You can talk about whatever you want, but don't talk about anything once you leave. No, fuck that. No. You know what the problem is?
So it's not The Simpsons.
No, I'll tell you what it is. The minute we start having strippers in here, strippers always expect one thing, money. That's it. That's all they want. Money, 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 money. Because they're all going through school, no matter how old they are. Okay? So the minute I realized, fuck, if we start having real boobs, as opposed to us, in the studio, will you quit playing with your nipples? Shit, it must be cold in here. Oh, you too, huh?
No, I was scratching.
Oh, okay. So the minute we realized we had real strippers in here, I'm like, well, we better protect ourselves because they're going to expect like compensation for showing up and wiggling their titties in front of us. Yeah, we better do a fucking waiver.
Yeah.
So that's to protect us so that way the four of us, because now even you at that time were associated with the show, they can come after all of us. All of us. You do. All right.
What are they going to get from him?
Can't we just throw him under the bus?
Jack Daniels.
Oh, that sounds...
You know, there was a bunch of Greyhound buses down the end of the block. You could have done that. Hey, you should have taken one of those, stolen it, and then went home.
Oh, I got a trivia question for you guys.
Oh, God.
Which one's been around longer, the Greyhound bus or the Harley Davidson?
Harley Davidson.
Greyhound bus.
I'm going to say Greyhound, actually.
Harley Davidson.
Harley Davidson, 1906?
Yep.
Wow.
Greyhound was 1925.
Whoa, hey, Chris 1019 just left the room.
It must have quit on him. All right, so
You guys want to go ahead and take another break?
Sure. We should. I should get some music lined up.
Yeah, get some music. Oh, Christ.
Can we get some lights back on?
Yeah, we'll turn the lights back on.
Play some black music. I don't know, play enough of it.
Black music?
Yes.
There's a hole in my bucket, dear. Oh, is that your music? Wouldn't you like
to get away? What the fuck is that?
Cheers. I'll sing along.
That's the Cheers theme song.
Where'd that come from? Because I'm not playing that. Oh, I forgot to hit stop on the other line.
But you know how to use iTunes, though.
I was just lazy.
All right, so, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to a break here.
Right. We got to have black music?
Yes.
It's peanut butter jelly time.
Okay.
Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter
You're
jelly
You're listening
time.
To
Spank Wagon Radio with the Murphy Show.
We'll be back.
Peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly with the baseball bat.
to punch your lights out. Get the fuck back, guard your grill. It's something wrong, we can't stay still. I've been drinking and busting too, and I've been thinking of busting you upside the motherfucking forehead. And if your friends jump in, there'll be more days. Causing confusion, disturbing the peace. Since not an illusion, we run in the streets. So bye-bye to all you groupies and gold diggers. Is there a bumper on your ass? No, nigga. I'm doing 100 on the highway. So if you do the speed limit, get the fuck out of my way. I'm DUI, hardly ever caught sober. And you about to get ran the fuck over.
Move, bitch. Get out the way. Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way. Move, bitch. Get out the way. Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way. Move, bitch. Get out the way. Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way. Move, bitch. Get out the way. Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way.
Welcome back to Spank Wagon Radio. Now it's time for the darker perspective. But I'm going to change it up tonight. I'm going to do it the gamer perspective. Yes. Because.
Can I be Patsy Joe?
You can be anything you want to be for me, Gorilla. I want to talk about the motherfucking cartridge. Bring it back. Bring it back, bitches. Let me tell you about the motherfucking cartridge, right? You can drop this motherfucker. You can kick it. You can spit on it. You can blow on it. Hit it on your kneecap. Have your babies lick it. Stick it in your ass. Flush it in the toilet because it won't go down. And this motherfucker will still play. Now, you get these fucking CD-ROMs, right? You drop it on the floor. Get a little dirt on it. Put the motherfucker in. The motherfucker won't fucking play. I don't understand this. Why is the fucking disc so much cheaper than the cartridge? Now, the cartridge is old technology, right? The CD is new technology. But what the fuck is going on? Why am I buying new systems and they freeze up more than the old systems? Nothing gets me more pissed. They're in the middle of doing a good-ass running play in Madden, and the shit fucking freezes up. It did in the Xbox. It does it in the 360. It does it in the fucking PlayStation. But in Nintendo, that motherfucker would go for hours and hours and hours and hours without fucking freezing. Now, I know I'm in a room full of techs, and I want to know why I feel the cartridge is much better than the CD.
Well, actually, you know, we're getting to a point in technology that the old cartridges only had a limited amount of memory on them, a limited amount of memory available. So what they were writing for games, you couldn't do. You know, we had to jump to that CD technology. And thank PlayStation for that. Thank Sony for that. At the same time, 3DO, and there's a couple other game systems out there that went
Jaguar.
To CD.
Jaguar went to CD.
And basically, they all said, hey, you know, we can cram more data. We can cram multi-video, you know, multimedia, video, audio, everything on these CDs or now DVDs. The trick, though, is if we can convince them to bring back the cartridge based upon flash media. Because flash media now exists. You yourself, yeah. Odd me 2 weeks ago, yeah. You have the world's smallest 2-gig flash media chip. Yep. You know, jump drive.
Yep.
That could be a fucking whole game there.
Yep.
Because how much capacity does a DVD have right now?
4.36 gigs.
Okay. So
that's
a DVD,
single layer, though.
Yeah, that single layer DVD has that much, and we're already getting up to memory chips to actually, or jump drives to actually have near that.
Yep.
We're getting to a point where we can just go to jump drives for our games.
Exactly.
So who knows? The CDs also are cheaper to make than jump drives. Jump
Hell
drives still
cheaper.
Cost $50 just for the hardware alone.
Wow.
Best days you can get it like a find a sale, find them for $30. Tack that on with the overcharge that they charge for games like Madden, which is the same game it was the year before. for $60. You know, so that turns the game into about $100. Until that technology comes to better, better price point, we're fucked.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, I'd love to see things back on Flash Media. You know, it would probably read a hell of a lot faster than it would off of a CD.
Well, that's hard to say because Flash Media for a while was really, really slow. I don't have like any way to quantify the speeds. I can just go anecdotally. I have my 512, and then I also have my 1 gig. My 1 gig flies, but my 512 just...
Also that too, you know, that's how it connects to the system. If you make a different kind of connector scheme that's based off of flash memory, I mean, you could...
Well, flash memory is nothing. I mean, flash memory is just what we're calling a USB
thumb
drive. No, I
mean, but if you could find a faster connection system than USB, you know, a different proprietary kind of connector.
Yeah.
You know,
well, how fast, but USB 5.0, or USB 5.0, USB 2.0 is still a 400 mega, or it's still 400 megabit, isn't it?
I don't know the exact speed, so.
What's wrong over there, girl?
Nothing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fucking he doesn't know what
to do. Are we keep going? You done?
Yeah, keep going with the flashback and the thumb drive.
Well, we'll just give him some theme
music.
I'll
kick your ass if you ever bring that shit up again.
All right.
They love that shit.
Watch that thug from around the way. Easy, but you should.
Bitch, shut the fuck up. Get the fuck out of here. Yo, Dre.
What's up?
Give me a funky ass bass line.
You have been listening to
The Gamer Perspective.
And I did this because I knew I would piss off the monkey.
My man on the mic is easy, motherfucking E. Dre is on the beat, yellow's on the cut. So listen up close while we rip shit up.
Well, I'm Easy E, I got bitches galore. You might have a lot of bitches, but I got much more. With my super duper group coming out the chute. Easy E, motherfuckers cold knocking the boots. Cause I'm a hot thugster, I used to be a monster. If you hurt, you think I own a drugstore. Getting stupid, because I know how. And if a sucker talks shit, I give him a 8-ball sipping. The bitches are flipping. Slow down and hit a dipping. Continue my tripping. Hitting my switches.
Alrighty, so that would be the darker perspective.
You know, from the side when they're playing that, the way you're holding that microphone and going up and down with your head, looks like you're trying to lick it.
Was he doing the rap hand?
I'm thinking about you, Gorilla. Yeah,
doing the rap hand there?
I'm thinking about you.
I had my rap hand
on. Baby.
He's supposed to bring his sheets back so we can roll around in it.
Alright, guys, there is something else we need to bring back. Something very important.
Trencher to the main stage. And Murphy off the main stage.
Nope. Now we have ourselves a little dead celebrity of the week.
You got to do it right. Dead celebrity of the week.
Why is it weeks, though?
If it's a long-standing joke.
Okay.
When someone died, I forgot why, but we just kind of like started adding the S. I think it was like the Ayatollah, because we didn't know when he died, so we just kind of just added the S so okay, we could then cover whenever he died. We don't know if it was the show before, show after, show week later.
Just some dead guy somewhere.
Yeah. So we did like the Ayatollah 3 weeks in a row.
Well, this week's dead celebrity is a very special one.
For who? The FAA?
Yeah, exactly. For Corey Lytle. That's right, Corey Lytle.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Corey Fulton Lytle, born March 22nd, 1972. Fulton. Corey
Feldman?
Fulton.
Corey Feldman died?
Corey Fulton Lytle. Born March 22nd, 1972. Died the other day. He was a pitcher for the New York Yankees.
He was an actor! All
right. I'm going to turn it back on. All right.
Corey Feldman was an actor!
Okay. So... Corey Fulton Lytle. Oh boy! Yes, he was a pitcher for the Yankees. He also pitched for the Mets, for Tampa Bay, for the Oakland A's, for the Toronto Blue Jays, the Cincinnati Reds, Philadelphia Phillies, and for the Yankees. His wife's name is Melanie, and he's a son, Christopher Taylor. A small plane carrying Corey Lytle and his flight instructor slammed into a 40-story apartment building Wednesday, killing both of them in a crash that rained flaming debris onto the sidewalks and briefly raised fears of another terrorist attack.
So he didn't see the building.
No, he didn't see the building. Law enforcement official in Washington said Lytle, an avid pilot who got his license February 9th, was aboard a single-engine aircraft when it plowed into the 30th. and 31st floors of the condominium high-rise on Manhattan's Upper East Side.
And that's why you don't drink and fly.
So Corey Feldman has his license to drive?
So, Corey Lytle, he did die. Yeah, it was pretty sad. Yes, I know you do. So now we all know I've got everyone's mics on. We all know that
the goodies.
We all know that the we all know that the classic comedy equation is tragedy plus time equals comedy. Today we're going to eliminate time and we're going to go right for the comedy.
You know, my ideal of comedy is taking the bit and, you know, redoing it a little too many times. Not like you do, where you redo it so often that you get black people pissed at you.
Well, you know, I was sitting around. Exactly.
What's funny is that apartment complex, we're talking about this before the show. A Met lived there, you know, one of the baseball player Mets, okay, for our non-sports, you know, nerds. Also, whose apartment was it that got hit?
It was the lady who got hit in the head with the Macy's Day balloon a couple of years ago.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, the balloon came out on Matt. Smacked her in the head. Yeah, it's her apartment.
She's like, oh, he looks like a sunny. Wow!
Sitting there watching Three's Company reruns. All of a sudden,
come
you've got a Yankees. You got a Yankees pitcher in your living room.
He's waiting for you.
Airplane.
I always want a Yankees pitcher in my front yard.
Front yard? You've never been to New York.
Yeah, there's no yard there. You know, I did hear, as soon as I heard that they thought it was a Yankees player was on there, I'm like, oh, I know it's not A-Rod. He doesn't hit shit in October.
Oh! Ba-dum, bum.
Corey Lytle always did like it low and inside. Scouting report did say he had a little bit of a control issue. George Steinbrenner is making some amazing moves in the offseason. He has managed to cut payroll. He did it by trading Corey Lytle to Al-Qaeda.
Jihad! Strike three.
In the bullpen.
Jihad in the bullpen.
So that was Corey Lytle. He is dead. And
that was Corey Lytle.
That was Corey Lytle. I got nothing. I'm done. I got
You're
nothing
done?
Else. I'm done.
You're running the show, and you run us almost a half hour early?
That's right.
You're kidding.
You know
me.
What? We could have some fun, but only if someone wants to play nice. Who wants to play nice?
We ain't done.
What do you mean, play nice?
How about someone go grab their cell phone, go down to the 7-Eleven, and see if they can get someone on the phone to talk to Quaalude Man?
Hello.
Oh, Jesus. Come on.
I'm glad to be back, however. I'm losing my voice, and pretty soon
I'm gonna start sounding like this.
Oh, Stitt's in the place.
All right, well, let's talk about our guest, the gorilla.
The gorilla.
Yeah, what's talk gorilla about up to? You know, you've been here almost the whole show.
Yeah, talk about Spokane, baby.
Nah, the only
talk
thing
about the Amish
I've
people
done
next door.
Was the great achievement of my life is I rented a car from Hertz.
Oh, Christ,
Anal Hertz. Got a car from Anal Hertz. And,
hold on. I'd just like to point out that the white guy says the highlight of his life was renting a car from Hertz.
I
haven't had enough credit.
What he's not telling you is this rental is a one-way only through the chain link fence.
Where'd you get this car? Off the airport lot.
What kind of keys? Is that electronic key? No, this is a bolt cutter.
And OJ was still chasing this motherfucker.
Hey, boss. Hurry up. Wait for me, boss.
All right, so tell us about the rail car.
Tell us about the white chicks in Spokane. I want to hear about them.
They're pale.
Shock, man. Shocker. Black man wants to know about the white women.
Jesus right. Christ.
I saw the bumper sticker.
Where's the white women at?
Bumper sticker I saw fucking from Kansas, right?
Run, Jesse, said, run. And it was on the front.
No, it said. He said, don't get too close. My car is not like that.
But can you bring up the crickets, please?
No, that was the... No, I'm just...
This ain't even worthy of crickets.
That was the bumper sticker, from Kansas.
Wait. Okay, ready?
that's the point of it.
I know. Damn.
All right, so we're talking about bumper
stickers.
All
right, white chicks
is the best
Spokane,
one I got for bumper stickers is if
wait,
you're missing your cat.
How do we
tires.
Go from white chicks what's to bumper stickers? Place? Seriously.
What?
White chicks to bumper stickers.
Either way, they stick to you.
Because you already answered the question about the white chicks. You said pale.
The only way to get rid of is ammonia and a hatchet.
I thought that was it.
Well, the white chicks he knows all have the restraining order against him. That's okay.
I think I like you in this chair, Trent.
That's all right.
You're wrong because today,
once,
boy.
Because once you hit 16, he's all over that shit.
This motherfucker's raw to cut today, boy.
Well, I have to fucking play the straight man every fucking week, you know, once in a blue, really blue moon.
Come on, Murphy, where's the rest of the show, pal?
Yeah, Murph, you're the one. This is the Murphy show.
You pulled me prepared.
Imagine that, you come up short.
Well, you know, honestly, when we originally did this, I thought I was going to be on the other side with my laptop with some stuff that I...
No, you wanted to run the show.
That's right.
You were given the incomplete and absolute control of the show.
Yes, you were.
I mean, I hold up to my bets and my deals.
Yes, yep, and it's... So obvious why you run the show and I
swing
provide the
and a miss. Stick.
Exactly.
What about A-Rod? Oh, I think we're going to call it the Murphy special. Take me out to the ball game. I'm not playing in it.
All right. So if we're going to play the Murphy show, then let's play the Murphy show.
I like Corey Feldman.
Let's talk about Detroit. Detroit totally blew out the Yankees this week, late last week. And I got to say, it was absolutely amazing. It was awesome to see the Yankees just get destroyed and get totally blown.
Murphy show.
You know what? This is the Murphy show. And I'm going to have some fun.
Oh, no.
Let's get some revenge.
Oh, shit. Wait.
We got the mic here? Oh, good.
You ain't doing shit.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm going to plow you in one.
Try.
Come on. Let me take a shot. Come
you want to take a shot at me? Shot. You're sitting in that chair because we had a deal, right?
No. If we want to trade hits,
we had
let's
a
go.
Deal, man.
Yeah, I. You know what? I did win that bet, and I must say, you know, Trench does a much better job of running the show than I do, and I don't know why. I think it's I just suck as an individual, and that's all there is to it. And he's picking up his phone. He's making a phone call. So, oh,
nine.
Or he's not making a phone call. What the hell is? Oh, he's checking his voicemail.
Well, you know, something to do during the last half of the show.
So,
I love this fucking guy.
Yeah, well,
don't do this show ever again.
I destroyed this shit.
Can we have some popcorn?
Oh, Jesus Christ. This dude gave me. I'm about to have a heart attack for laughing.
Now I know why I bring alcohol and drugs to the show.
You bring drugs?
Here's the reason we don't have alcohol and drugs anymore.
We found packets of cocaine in your ass.
All right, so we got some other stuff going. Oh, shit.
What happened?
Oh, fucking Christ.
Boy.
Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. I just had to feel like, you know, Murphy, you're already calling the show in. I could think I could do a better job on this phone than you could.
All right. Let's see what you got.
All right. So here I am out in the green room. Let me get the speakerphone going.
That's when she bit me.
Can you guys hear me?
What? Okay. Fuck you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, what? We can hear you.
All right. Turn on the audio in the green room. It's confusing me.
I have absolutely no how to do that. No, I don't know how to do that. So, fuck up. That's the button you didn't show me. You didn't show me that button.
You said not, you said for not to touch none of the buttons. So
yeah, you told me not to press anything.
Good point.
Exactly.
The decaf listens to this.
All right, so he's, yeah, you're, oh, sorry.
Yeah, punk sorry. Ass.
So, hey, lady.
Ooh,
why don't you come sit with
bouncers.
Us for a while? We have a free chair.
All right, so I'm talking to the studio engineer, okay?
It sounds like you're in a toilet with him.
Doesn't talk. I forgot. What?
Yeah, you sound like you're in a toilet.
Well,
that's your usual position.
That's your career going down the drain.
All right, man. So what do you got?
What? I'm insane the fact that I'm here is doing a better job than you. Because I was going to talk to you, just went into the shitter. So,
oh, okay.
You know, this fucking idiot just went down the fucking tube.
Yeah, thanks for calling. So,
Hey, man, I'm trying anything to save your ass.
Nah, there's nothing that's going to save this show. It's completely in the toilet.
You know, I mean...
You know why? And I can tell you why. Because everything that I wanted to talk about tonight, and we could have gotten a good hour out of the geek test with Chief.
Oh, yeah, we could have. But see, Chief had to go to a wedding of what? A MySpace friend.
MySpace friends at the Renaissance Fair.
They joust each
listen,
other.
Is that a challenge?
They joust each other. Who the fuck jousts each other?
Yeah, they're jousting at the Renaissance Fair, and they're getting married to it.
Man, mine Holy are coming crap. Out too wet.
God damn it, beef.
All right, no, here's the thing. Here's the thing. First off, what? Okay, we're geeks. Can, well,
no.
Okay, Gorilla.
Negative ghostwriter.
Okay. Gorilla, you're gay. you're a geek, though, there, Chief James. Yeah. Fuck, I can't remember handles right now.
The nigger spigs get all confused.
We don't look the same.
Oh, boy.
He's like, oh, one of them take out garbage, one of them cut the line.
Excuse me. Hold on. Boy, are you a geek?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Murph, are you a geek?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm a geek. Okay, we're geeks. We like computers. We like technology. We like good, you know.
Bouncers.
We like huge tits.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we do like
them. Come on, studio show.
Like them quite
a lot. No, we need anything to save them. We need something to save the show.
Yeah! Yeah!
Look at those suckers bounce.
Damn.
You realize Gorilla is here.
No.
You're going to get molested now. All right, so, you know, we're geeks. We do things geek-like. Yeah, we may play D&D, or we're all on our computers a way bit too much. Things like that. We all play role-playing games. But to get married at a Ren... Shut up, Gorilla. To get married at a Ren fair in garb, meaning you're dressing up... Oh, I'm dressing up like I'm in 1200. You feel like
now take this wench to be your lawfully wedded bride.
Here's the thing. You're starving, which means they can't be fucking real Ren fair because they're too fat. You're starving. You have no food. You have to go out in your own damn fat fucking field and plow. And you're out in garb? Oh, I suppose you're one of them too, aren't you?
I am.
Get here and defend yourself then. Well, then get the shot and shut the door.
She's out there with her fucking wand of warding. Two damage.
Lightning bolt. No, you know what it is? Get a life, people. If you're going to do the marriage, all right, fine. You want to do the fantasy marriage? All right. But let's make it realistic. They sure in the fuck didn't have wedding cake back in those days.
Can I ride the unicorn?
So what's worse?
Where's my
Renaissance
cake,
wedding or WoW wedding? World of Warcraft wedding.
They're the same thing.
But which one's worse?
I would have to say a WoW wedding, it has to be absolutely worse. We're talking online WoW or real life WoW?
That good ass porn shit I was watching last week that she was playing. That shit was fucking tight.
The Horrors of Warcraft. That was great.
Okay, but like we're talking online?
Yeah.
Getting married? Okay. Fucking losers. You're replacing your social life with a pixel. A pixel cannot make real money. A pixel cannot satisfy you.
Well, I did pay for gear on EverQuest once.
Jesus. No,
I bought gold. I'll admit it. I bought gold. Gorilla bought gold.
I bought platinum.
Wait. Who bought gold?
I bought gold and Gorilla bought gold.
Yeah.
And you say you're not a geek.
He's a Warcraft player.
And you play Warcraft.
Warcraft? This motherfucker.
Nerd!
Wait, it gets better. Ask him how many characters he has.
How many characters do you have?
Five.
Nerd! This
tell him what they are.
I bet they're all women.
Don't remember.
You're such a liar. You are such a liar.
Look at that smile.
Wait. I told him that once the Burning Crusade expansion gets released, they're resetting all the...
Did he pee himself?
Wait. They're resetting all the honor totals. He got pissed. He got so goddamn mad. He got so fucking mad.
Wait a minute. Why are you a closet geek? Why are you a geek? As Tudor Nuggets...
Now the show's getting interesting.
Yeah.
Shit.
Tudor Nuggets calls himself a geek, and now he has an understanding and respect for himself. Why do you not have that same level of respect for yourself?
Because I dabble in technology.
What is dabble?
Porn and Warcraft.
Yeah, is that it? I mean,
pretty much.
That is pretty much technology.
Can you program
a $2,000 computer and I play porno and Warcraft? I'm good to go.
That's it. So that is the extent of your geekness.
Is there anything else a computer's supposed to do?
Dude, he's got a point.
He really does, actually.
He does got a point.
The porn
entertain
game.
Yourself and jack off. That's pretty much the great
But do you ever catch yourself jacking off to the wrong thing?
No.
Yeah, right.
Negative Ghost Rider.
Do you got you have to qualify what his version of the right and the wrong thing are.
Oh. Right.
You know.
Okay, so you've jacked off to like Machinima inside the game then, where they have like little chicks dancing.
He has.
He has?
Oh, he has?
No. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Why? What turned you on about that?
Dude, I've got your monitor at home and there's spooge on the bottom of it.
Damn, dude. Have some decency.
Motherfucker's beating the shit out of
into your socks.
That's why it's wireless.
Control-Alt-Delete this, bitch.
I just came on the P key. I need that one to do my 5 points of damage.
So how long have you had this problem, Gorilla? I mean, really, that you jack off to a video game?
Since Murphy built my computer.
Why do you blame him? He didn't build your computer.
I built it.
Hold on. He didn't build your computer for that purpose. He built your computer.
No, I really did. There's a Kleenex dispenser and a lotion handle on the front.
Oh!
It's a 120 gig drive, 115 port, and 5 for the game, and 5 for Wars.
Wars
of Warcraft.
He's got a big fan that blows me dry afterwards.
Yep.
Crotch cooler.
That's not a bad idea.
You know?
We had to get him an ergonomic keyboard because he kept getting chafed.
And a USB tampon.
Oh!
Yeah, you remember that shit, don't you?
It's that time of the month. USB 2.0. Hey!
For our segment of stupidest things I've ever heard, will you please tell them about the technical run you went on in Prump?
Oh, Jesus.
Wait, is this the guy with the car?
No, no, this is the dumbest thing
I've Christ,
ever heard.
Oh, Christ, this is...
Recent?
Yeah, last week, just Thursday. I had to make a run out to Pahrump, which is about a 50, maybe 60-mile jaunt.
Jaunt. Hello, I'm British and I'm taking a jaunt.
You done?
Tally-ho! Chip, chip.
Are you done? Any more? Crikey! So,
that's fucking Australian. Can you get your jokes right for once?
Who colonized Australia?
Prisoners.
From
prison.
From what country?
James.
Austria.
Britain. All right, so
Britannia.
Britannia. Oh, Britannia.
Anyways.
So I had to go.
Actually, you know what? You want to fill some time? You want?
No, I
want to
tell the story because this is funny.
Damn it! I got something we could have played.
Well, we'll play it. But anyway, so I had to go out there. I got a call that user they couldn't get on a web page on one computer.
I can't surf.
Exactly. So. Their
British
their idea of fixing it was to swap the computer with another one in the exact same network port.
Nice.
And were amazed when it didn't work. But as they were putting it all together, they were plugging in the mouse, and it's a PS2 mouse, and as they were plugging in, it didn't quite go in right. So rather than taking it out, checking it, putting it in again, they used their foot to push all their body pressure onto it to push the mouse into the PS2 port.
That's not the dumbest thing you've ever heard.
Wait, it gets better. So when that didn't work on that computer, they unplugged it and tried plugging it into another one because it must be that computer. The mouse port on that computer must be bad. So I got called. My calls were for two destroyed PS2 ports. I went out there with two motherboards ready to swap out two of them. Get out there and yeah.
All right. So here's something geek I think everyone here, every male can appreciate. It's very geek. And it's British.
Oh, okay.
You're going to appreciate this.
A British Mick.
Okay, what this basically is, if you guys know how F1 cars work, when they do warm-ups for F1 cars, they hook them up to a computer. And because they hook them up to a computer and they hook up all the throttle and all the sensors and everything to a computer, they could do things like this. Wait for it. This is an F1 motor warming up. God save the Queen. Now, I want to see redneck motherfucking NASCAR drivers play Cotton Eye Joe on their fucking car.
Nah, come on, they got to get two of them and do dueling banjos.
There you go. But yeah, that's F1. The engines are so controllable with computers and whatnot that they can actually do that. They also have We Are the Champions. But they're doing is revving up the engine. They have to hit certain points, so why not have a little fun with it?
That's pretty cool.
I got another thing if you want to kill some time.
Sure, do it.
Because, you know, I plan. I got to give Murphy credit. This is not an easy thing to do.
No, it is not.
And he's doing rather well. So
no,
I got to give him some credit.
Yeah,
no, you did.
Did I ran the show right into the ground at 7:28? Who are we kidding?
All right, so I got a hold of this song here. If anybody ever goes to his online dictionary sites and you click the button where it actually says the word for you, you know, you want to know, how do I pronounce this word? And it'll actually, you click the button, and in a computer voice. Yeah, exactly. that's what it does. Well, a lot of people actually decided to make use of this, and this is what happens.
I can't control my brain.
Yeah, Ramones.
20.
That is awesome.
Two. Oh.
I want to be sedated.
Nothing to do. Nowhere.
Two. Oh.
I want to be sedated.
Just
put me in.
Put me in.
Plane. Hurry. Hurry. Hurry.
Before I go insane.
I can't control my fingers. I can't control my
brain.
Oh. 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 Oh.
So, yeah. Pretty interesting stuff.
That's a whole lot of spare time.
That Dictionary-oki is what it's called. And I'll actually throw the link up online after the show or sometime tomorrow. I'll throw the link up to the stuff we discussed today. At least these two, plus that F1, because I really dig the F1. I'm a big geek for open-wheel racing. So
okay, there is something cool. I want to play.
Yes.
And you know how much I love, you know, people getting hurt. Well, this is... This is another one of those things.
Let me heard of you last week.
Make sure she didn't drive. She bit you?
She.
All right. I'm saying the comment.
Ma'am, open the door, please.
Yeah, he's in number four. He's in.
Oh, what the? What the? Hang on.
Well, that was.
It was in the gore when I stopped.
Buffering.
She bit me because I was trying to make sure she didn't drive.
She bit you?
She. All right.
She bit you? Ma'am, open the door, please.
Yeah, he's in number four. He's in.
What the fuck?
Buffering.
No, it's
it's broken.
It was in the gore when I stopped her. That's when she bit me because I was trying to make sure she didn't drive. She bit
Hang
you.
Hang on. She bit I'm just going to reload the whole thing.
Here we go.
It was in the gore when I stopped her. That's when she bit
Enjoy
me.
Enjoy the silence. The silence. Come crashing in
to
my
little world. Painful to
me.
Pierce right through
me. Can't you understand.
You made this a girl?
Oh, I couldn't hear.
Girl.
I want
it.
I need
it.
It's kind of like Pictionary.
In my
arms.
You can't play Pictionary, silly fool. You can't read.
Unnecessary. They
can
only
do harm.
Nerdy shit. Nerdy shit. Nerdy shit. Nerdy shit. Nerdy shit. Nerdy shit.
Thou art spoken
to
be broken. Feeling intense.
Words
are trivial.
Feeling
pleasure remains.
So,
sounds like a bad Star Trek remix, doesn't it?
All right, well.
So, horny. Mr. Spock. Could you please?
Well, you know what time it is.
Syndicates.
Aww. Your savior?
Saved by the bell.
Where the hell's the goddamn sheet? Well, guys, you've been listening to Spankwagon Radio. I've been your host, Murphy.
Yeah! You did a tight-ass job tonight, man.
Yeah, whatever,
I give my time to you. I'm not even going to say my name. You did a great job, dude. It's a fucking hard job to do for your first time doing it.
Yeah, it's definitely a rough one. But thank you very much, sir. So we've got Decaf also with us tonight was...
Gorilla!
And my
Bitch.
My host, Bitch. The MC, the guy who does run the show...
Me!
Actually, I was talking to the studio
Me.
Troll.
Bitches!
That's right, right. You have been listening to Spankwagon Radio. We do got to say thank you to all of our syndicates. That's Door From Hell Radio, Fox FM, if they ever pay their bandwidth bill.
Pay your bandwidth bill.
And we will be live back with them once they get their website online. KC host, Lips 106. Are they even...
You know, Lips is has a side up, but I don't know if they're streaming. So we're just hoping for the best that they finally get the head from ass appendectomy.
Yeah, I think Brad just realized that he didn't have the balls for it. And, of course, our friends here at LV Rocks. They did a great job of hosting us and let us run amok in their studio every week. Remember, you can always find us at our podcast. That would be podcast.lvrocks.com. You can download this show and all of our others. Listen to them at your own leisure. Plug them in and torture your friends. And if we're not live...
We're always in the archive.
That's right. You can download previous shows from the days gone by. Listen to it when I was funny.
Spankwagon Radio.
Don't forget, you can go to our MySpace page, myspace.com/spankwagon. We need friends. We also have to say thank you to some people out in the chat room there. Trench.
Let's give a big thank you to Anorexic Pillow, Toodle Nuggets, nice. Virtual One, and hey, she may have left, but Digital Diva. For all of you out there in the chat room,
Matt Props. Oh, I'm sorry.
You yell right in the mic.
Right in the mic, it pegs it right out.
Yeah, pegs us right out.
Got a ball back here.
Matt Props.
That's right, boys and girls. Peg this it. Has been Spankwagon Radio. I've been Murphy. And good Christ, if I ever volunteer to run this thing again, fucking somebody hit me with a shovel.
Can we just do it for practice?
No. We'll be back next week, and I'll be in my usual smart-ass spot. Trench will be running the show, and we'll have a black man, and we'll be able to brutalize the Mexican if he does get back.
Yeah, because next week we're going to put it to Chief. We're going to give him the geek quiz.
Guys, thank you very much, and we're out of here. See ya.
Later.
Night.
Late.
Somebody touch my asshole.